From
Daf Yigimul Amad Aleph, by the next Mishnah, Sheish Arayis Amuvis Me'elu Pibnei Shenisuis La'Chayim. There are six Arayis. We had mentioned, the first Mishnah had mentioned 15 Arayis. The Tata Ratzore. There are six more Arayis, which are more Chamel. And the Chaymer is that just like they are Arayis to the Yavam, they're also Arayis to all his brothers. That means that it is impossible that a brother of a Yavam should be able to marry them, that they should be an Erve and Pataratzor. Therefore, Tzoreisehen Mutoris. So the only one they can marry is someone else. So if they'll have a tzore, so that's a tzore's elbe, shalei b'mokei mitzveh, and therefore she's mutter. Brother Chosti, let us see further the Mishneh. Imai v'eishes oviv, v'acheis oviv, acheisei mei oviv, Ve'eshes achi oviv, ve'eshes ochiv me'oviv. Let us see Rashi. Sheish arayis yesh shechamuvais me'elu. But are more chomor than the 15 arayis we had mentioned. Umau chaymer shalahem. The chaymer is shenesuois lacherim, ve'einam yecholim lehinosei la'ochiv. The chaymer is that they are unable to marry a brother me'oviv. Therefore, v'meisu baleihem, so if their husbands will die, shehein nochim eitzoze, the husbands al kochoch have to be unrelated to this person, Tzoreisehem Mutoris, Linosilozeh, so the Tzoreis Hamuta. Imoi Eino Yechaylo Lehinose Laochiv Shelzeh Me'oviv. Imoi cannot get married Laochiv Shelzeh, Sherehiloi Eishes O'ov. Because she is an Eishes O'ov. It's his mother. So if it's not the mother of the brother, Abba Kaponim, it's Eishes Ha'ov. V'chein Eishes Ha'ov. If it's not his mother, but it's an Eishes Ha'ov to him, so it's an Eishes Ha'ov to the other brother. Now, L'chayre, Rashi is very shver. We had heard before that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds that Anusas Oviv is also. The Gemara made a whole cheshbon. What is Ima? If Ima is Eishes Oviv, I know Eishes Oviv. The Ima means Anusas Oviv. Okoponim, the Loshon of Rashi, the way Rashi says Pshat in our Mishnah, I think it is not too shver. Rashi was muchach to say this. When Rashi says, Shatsheish Arayis, Shechamuris Me'elu, Ve'einam Yecholim Lehinase La'ochiv, Rashi says, they cannot get married to the brother. And Rashi says later, Imoi Eino Yecholo Lehinase La'ochiv Shalzeh Me'oviv, Shaharei Hiloi Eishes Ha'ov. Rashi seems to be saying Pshat in the Mishnah, that not that they're not permitted to get married to the brother, but they are unable to get married to the brother. The Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayis also seems to learn like this pshat in the Mishnah. The Rambam says, Sheish harayis chamuris me'elum neshesuas lacherim, omru chamuris me'elu ratzoloima, mechamesh eschei noshim aniskoris, vishe'elu tesvov efsher shi yisa oisam ochiv me'oviv. These 15, it is possible that an ochiv me'oviv should marry them. ואומנם אלו השישה הרייס אי אפשר שייסו אויסם אוכיב מיובב. It is impossible that his brother should marry them לפי שהן הרייס הלוכיב, because they are הרייס הלוכיב. Then Kedushin Tavsim Barayi. So Al Kolchoch, the Rambam here had to learn like Rashi. It seems here Rashi and the Rambam are learning that is Pshat in the Mishnah. It is not Muchach to say such a Pshat in the Mishnah. My son Al Khaner brings down from the Rashi. The Gemara we had before was not according to Levi. Rebbe told Levi that he said your kasha is not a kasha because the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Levi, we can truly assume there was a moyach bitkot kodai, and Levi did not learn that that's pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So it seems here Rashi is saying pshat in the Mishnah, but Levi learned pshat in the Mishnah, and that's why Rashi is very medayik bil shaynai. Einam yechaylam linasi, einam yechaylam linasi lochim. So therefore Rashi had to say that the reason why imay, the Mishnah is talking about imay, which is eishes aviv. And the Mishnah is the Bemison speaking about two arayis. She could be an erva to him out imay, she could be an erva to him out eishes aviv. But we're speaking about an imoy that is aishes aviv. I mean, that's true. So it hainu aishes aviv. She's an aishes aviv to the yovim also. But she's also an erva of imoy. V'chein aishes ha'ov achayis aviv. V'achayisem yoviv v'aishes ochiv. Ve'eishes ochiv, kulon asures la'ochiv me'oviv, kishem shesuas olav. Ve'ein ben tzad yibum al zeh lo'ilam. So it's impossible that there should be a din yibum. Ve'im nisu la'acherim. Now if they married others, lem noshim acheris, and the other people had other wives, umeisu, mutoris l'nosu lo'zeh, she'in tzores el v'asure elok shenoflo, ליבום עם הערב פעמחס. שכיוון שפוטרו לצורס ערב, since the ערב פטוס לצור, עומדו לא מסביש רשס אח שיש לו בון. זאת המשנה ויתה, and by Emerson, this is a המשך of the first Mishnah. That means the first Mishnah says there are 15 arayas Patarazora, there are six arayas that will never patarazora. Now the Mishnah continues by saying that this inyan, bachlal, that an erve patarazora is a machlekes tanoim. Beishamai matirim atzores lachim, beishamai hold that atzores erve is mutter to the brothers. That means even though she's a tzora to an erve, he can't be miyam the erve, he can't be miyam the tzora. ובסילול אויסרים, בסילול עשו דצורס. רדס הירשי, בישמי מתירים צורס ערבה להסייבים לאוכב. דלסלו אך דרושה דליצרל, they did not hold of the דרושה of ליצרל. חולצו, what happened? So now, we just learned the מחליקס, what the din is by a צורס ערבה, according to בישמי דזזיקס, ייבום by a צורס ערבה, according to בסילול, there's no zikas even whatsoever. So what is if the brothers gave chalitza to atzores erva? Is beishamai poislin min hakohunim? So beishamai will pasul ha min hakohuna, a chalitza is also lekoyim, and she is a true chalitza since there is a zikas yibum on her. So she's pasul min hakohuna, beisilu machshirin, beisilu hold she's muta lekohuna. Nisyadmu, what happens if the Yavam was Miyabim the Tzores Elve? Is, now this is a Chayvei Krisis, is Beishamei Machshirim, Beishamei said she's Mutter LeKohune if the Yavam will die. She did not become a Zayne, because there was no Eishesach, or Beisilu Poislim, Beisilu hold she becomes a Zayne. If the Yavam was Miyabim the Tzores Elve, So the mice, so it's a chayve krisis. A chayve krisis makes an isha for a zayne, so she's also lakuna. So the Mishnah is Messiahim, afal pi she'elu oisrim ve'elu matirim, elu poislim ve'elu machshirim. That means, so there was two Shulchan Aruchs functioning bizman b'shamei b'silu. Is leinimnu b'shamei melisei noshim b'silu le'b'silu mi'b'shamei. That means, even though there were shilas on the whole in Yone Yichis, Sayev Beishame, Sayev Beisilu, in the Beisilu crowd, there were a lot of Yevamis Lashuk going around, which according to the Beisilu, that's not Yevamis Lashuk, she's a Tzoras Elva. Beishame Dik would never marry her, she's a Yevamis Lashuk. In the machna of Beishame, there was a lot of mamzerim. They were miyabim tzoris, and so it's a ben of a chayve krisis is a mamzer. There were mamzerim, there were zaynis, there were chalutzes. Ba'afal pikein leinimnu, they mingled one with the other, because they were medea one the other. Each one respected the other one's opinion. And they told them, I wouldn't recommend this isha for you, because in the Yone Yichis, according to you, she's also. Kol ataris batmei shoyu eilu metarim ve'eilu metamim, leinim lo oisim taris eilu al gabi eilu. They used to lend kelim one to the other. Even though there were, you say this like a machlekes in Hilchas Tumah v'tar. Zot Rashi, Cholzu Hatzoreis Mina Achim, Beishamei Poisle Mina Kahune, Shechlitza Oso Chalitza, Teza Teres Chalitza, Beisilu Machshirim, Lefi Shechlitza Oso Sheloi Letzerech, Verei Kecholzu Is Mina Nochi, so this Chalitza is not a Maisa Chalitza, because there's no Zike. Nisyabmu la'achim b'shami machshirim oison l'kahanim im nis'almanu miyivmeyim b'silu poislam sh'nivalu la'osu lahem v'nivalu la'posu lo aso zayna v'zayna asura l'kahun v'nimnu af al pi sh'bnei ha'tzore sh'nisyabmu k'b'shami, the children of the tzore that were nisyabim according to b'shami mamzeirim hem l'b'silu. Sherei be'iser eishes och hi aleihem, because there's an iser eishes och, ve'eishes och bekoritz, u'mnei arayis and children from arayis she'en chai ve'krisis mamzeirem heim, k'dem rinim be'pirkin, afelo hochi le'inimnu be'isilu melisa noshim be'shame, v'isho hoyu meidiyim lem oison ha'bois min ha'tzoreis u'pershe. They were perish. Eilu agabi eilu, eilu mashilim kleim leilu. Zog the Gemara, Omar Rab Shimon ben Pazi, my time de Beishamai. What is the time of Beishamai? Why doesn't he darshan litzre? So the Gemara says, Dachsiv leisiya eishes hameis achutso leish zo. So the word hachutzah is very unclear. It sort of said, le'siya eishes hameis, le'ish zo. So Beishamai understood pshat that the meis had two wives. One wife was a chutzah, and one wife was a pnimis, which means as follows, that one wife was an erves, that's called a pnimis, they're related. And one wife was a chutzah, was not at all related to the yovam. So the pasuk says, "Leisiya eishes hameis a chutzah." The isha, which is a chutzah, which is not related to the yovam, leish zo chutzah michlal de ike pnimius. That is a pnimius and a chutzah. There's an elva and a tzoras elva. But Omar Rachmone, and the pasuk says, "Leisiya that the chutzah should not be leish zo." Ubeisilu. So what does Beisilu do with this posik, achutza? Mi boy lohu lechet Rabbi Yehuda Mara. The Omar Rabbi Yehuda Mara. Minayin shen kedushin toifsin bi yavam. How do we know that kedushin is not toifis in the yavam of the shuk? Shenema loisiyya eishas hameis achutso leishlo. Loisiyya bohavai. So the Gemara darshins as follows. Beisilu darshin, hachutza means lachutz. Two things the Gemara says. Number one, the loisiyya is a loshin havaya. Loisiyya eishas hameis, that the eishas hameis is a lav bas tvisas kedushin. Hachutza to the lachutz, to the people who are not the yevamim. The kedushin isn't taifis in the yevam l'shuk. So hachutza is not speaking about the eishes hameis. Hachutza is speaking about to the people we're saying she can't have tvisas kedushin with. That is pshat. Ubei shama. So bei shama taine miksiv l'chutz. Does it say? You're saying it's not a pirish who the isha is. Does it say lachutz? Chutz oksid. Hachutza. So chutza means we're explaining which eishes hameis. The eishes hameis, which is a chutza, she is also liizo. Ubeisilu, kiven dechsiv chutza, keman dechsiv lachutz domi. That it is a hey, lepsayf hateve. So that's equivalent to Alamed Betchilas HaTev, the Sanyer of Nechem Yoima, Kol Teve Shetzricho Alamed Betchiloso, Hitolo Akosuf Hei Besoifo. Teire for a Hei Besoifo, Bemokim Lamed Betchiloso. Betonet Verabi Shmuel, Kegoin Eilim, Eilimo, Machnoim, Machnoimo, Mitzrayim, Mitzroimo, Divlosoimo, Yerushaloimo, Midboro. So al koponim, so therefore, Beis Hillel holds that achutza means lahanoshim shebachutz. So that is tralasiya ishas hameis, that kedushin is not toifes lahanoshim shebachutz. Ubeis shamai drab Yehuda marav menolo. How does Beis shamai know this drosha of Rabbi Yehuda marav that kedushin is in toifes by Yevomelashuk? So he says, "Mele ishzo nafke." He learns this out from ishzo. We see a eishes hameis le ishzo. So that's there. It says the kedushin is in teifish le ishzo. So achutz is going on the tzoras erve. That the tzoras erve is also le ishzo. Ubeisilo nami teipik lo mele ishzo. So the Gemara says, according to Beisilo, why do you need achutzo lo chutz? Learn not from ishzo. So the Gemara answers, Einachanami. So the Gemara is Chutzah Lomoli. So if you can learn half of these zo, so what shall I Chutzah? Le Rabbis Harusa. Le Siya Eishas Hameis means if she's on the Suet. She was kindness Le Beis Eishain. So she's not permitted. Kedushin is in Taifas. If she marries someone. And Hachutze also, if she as yet did not become a Nesua, she's Chutz Lebeis Bailo. She's an Arusa, so she's also Kedushin is in Taifis to Izo. So Beis Hillel uses Hachutze to tell me that an Arusa is also the Izo. Not only an Nesuah. The Idoch, now the Mesa, according to Beis Shammai, how does he know that an Arus is also? He says, it could have said, Le'is Eishes HaMesh Chutzo, HaChutzo. So we learn out both the Roshes, that it comes to be Marbe, Tzoros Erve, and it's also Marbe, that if she's an Arusa. The Idoch, Chutzo, HaChutzo, Le'mashmelo. And Beisilo does not dash in chutza hachutza. Let us see Rashi. Loisiya eishes hameis hachutza hachitzoina. This is the outer one. Let's call the outer one. She he noches liyavam. She's not related to the yavam. She's not in the inner circle. Leisiya lezok. She, so by her, she's zokak liyibum. And leisiya lezok. Michlal di kepnimis bahado. Kaiva liyavam. The pnimis is the one who's related to the yavam. So, Basil said, we need the Pasuk to tell us, Shein Kedushin Taifsin B'Yevama. Yevama Shaloi Chalco, if Chalitza was not given to her, Minayim Im Niskatsha L'Shuk, Shein Kedushin Taifsin, they will see the Bach Taifsin, but Aval Gav Dechai V'Lam Ba'alme Deleke Kores Tafsi B'Kedushin, even though normally Kedushin is Taifis B'Chai V'Lam, but over here, this says exercise of Loisia, Leiteba Avaya, Einum Taifsim. The Kedushin isn't Taifis. So the Gemara says, Chutzaksiv. It's not, it doesn't mean Lachutz, it means the Mashmachitzaina. We're speaking about the Tzoras Erve. So then later the Gemara says, Bemison Beisilu learns this out from Leiso, and Achutz says, Larabis Arusa. Shem nis albalo min ha'eresin, zolso tzricho liyabim kinesua. Chutza mashma chitzoyna, shaloi nis kalva adayin lebiya. That she as yet was not niskarev to her husband lebiya, she's an aruse. What does Taisu say? My time of the Beishama. Vim taima, umayka boile, what's the shayla? Dilme mukmi litzroyer lichedarab shemen. That means you're asking that where's his makoyer that a tzoras erbe is mutter. So Taisis asks, maybe he doesn't have a makoyer that a tzoras erbe is also. Dilme mukmi litzroyer lichedarab shemen. We had that, and the Chesam at Beis that Rav Shimon Darshins from Litzroyer that Achoyes Shanasu Tzoreis Zu Lezu Bezike Einam Chilzeis V'loim Misyabmes. That means if there are two brothers which marry two sisters and both of the brothers die, so Rav Shimon Darshins from Litzroyer that since each sister is Zokuk to the Yavam, so the Nasu Tzoris Zu Lezu Bezike, there's a Zike of two sisters, one to the other. So Rav Shimon learns out from this Pasuk that there's no Chalitz in Yibam. So the Litzre we see could be used to dash and doesn't have to go on Tzoris Erb. It can go on Achoyes Shanasu Tzoris Zu Lezu Bezike. The Oleho Lichter Rebbe. Rebbe Darshan from Oleho something else in Gansen. To tell us that one brings a chatas, if there's a chayve krisis. So the Lev is coming to tell us Hilchus Kabonis. So there's no makir to aser atzores erbe. Litzra we can use for something else. The Lev we can use for something else as farti. So Taisvus answers, Ilam de Shame Bishum Duchte de Sharye. The Mistavrele, Vemer Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Bishum de Mistavrele, Lidreish Litzrel in Yitzchoris, Ilam de Shame Bishum Duchte de Sharye. That means, that's true, Yehebe Rab Shimon's Droshe of Litzrel. But the Gemara heard, that is not Pashta de Kor. Pashta de Kor, Litzrel is going on a Tzoris Elve. So if Litzra is going on a Tzoris Elva, so Bisham should also darshan like that, unless he had a Gilu Yakro that a Tzoris Elva is Mutter. So that's the Gemara's, that's the Lashna Gemara, my time the Bishamai. What is the time of Bishamai? So the Gemara means a Pasuk. He has a Pasuk, because it says, Laisiya Eishas Hameis Achutza. Achutza means the Tzoris Elva, that is, that she's Okuk Leibim, she's a Yibam Leshuk. Beim taima akati ki doshi nami chutza mechlal dike pnimis, afilu we will make such a drosha. Nidreish Militzrael Lemeso Tzore Shalebe Moke Mitzvah. That means if you're telling me that Be'emison the Litzrael Pashta the Kroes that the Tzores Erve is also. That's Pashta the Kroes. And so therefore Beishamai als the Litzrael Beishamai would have also darshened that a Tzores Erve is also. Now they have a Gilu Yakro that a Tzores Erve is Mutta. So Taisvis asks, so let's make up Shore. The Moki Mitzvahs Yibum, a Tzores Erve is Mutter. And that's this Pasuk, Lesiyesha Meisa Chutza, the Chitzayne is also the Yishlo. And the Pasuk that asks is Litre, Yishloi be Moki Mitzvah, then a Tzores Erve is also. Vyishloi me the Lekal Midra Shachim, Taksiv Legalis Ervoso de Chodo. Because it says in the Pasuk that one is a case that only one is also. Legalis Isha Lachaisa Lesikach Litzrael, which seems we're answering her and the Tzore. And then there's a Pasuk Legalis Ervoso de Chodo Mash, we're only answering one. So the Yemes the Gemara says that Pshad is as follows. The Galis Abosa the Chod is speaking about Shaleba Mokimitz. Shaleba Mokimitz only the Elvis is also not the Tzore. Nisha Lachaisa Lesikach Litzre is speaking about Shaleba Mokimitz, the both of them are also. But now, if Beishamai holds that a Tzore's Elvis Mokimitz is Mutter, that you learn out from Hachutzo. And so you can't say that legalis avosa de chodo. You can't say that shaloi b'mokim mitzvah both of them are also because they have a pasuk legalis avosa de chodo mashma. Taksim legalis avosa de chodo. So that al kochach has to be talking about shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. So now I have two psukim that the tzor is mutter. One pasuk that tzor is mutter b'mokim mitzvah. The other pasuk is that the tzor is mutter shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. So now lefi ha'emes, what do we do with the litzrael? So the Taisus HaRoshes, lefi ha'emes, we use the litzrael for Rab Shimon. Now Taisus Kasha to begin with was, why did the Gemara come straight that Beishamai holds like Rab Shimon? So Taisus answered on that it's not mistavel to use Rab Shimon's drosha. So therefore, the Gemara would have preferred to say that we need a makir that a tzoros erve is mutter. But after we have a makir that a tzoros erve is mutter, so then Al Kocha will have to use the litzrael to tell me that nasa tzara zu lezu bezike is osa. Lechdav Yehuda amarab. Ochenami avamotzi lemeimet lechidishmu lepligi le darabi sherabe muki kro de lelav uda osa. Now, Taisvis, it's a meiradike haore. Taisvis doesn't make an asig out of it, but really, it's, the Gemara said, what does Beis Hillel do with this Pasuk? So the Gemara says, the Pasuk is coming to tell us that the Kedushin is in Teifis and the Yevam HaLashuk. Now, according to Shmuel, that Shmuel holds Kedushin is Teifis, so the Pasuk is coming to tell us there's a lav on the Yevam HaLashuk. So the Shaila is, why did the Gemara have to go into this Machlekes? It's Mamish Leimala V'Leimayrit. The Beis Hillel is only saying the Pasuk is Achutz is coming to tell us there's a Din Yevam HaLashuk. If the Pasuk is coming to tell us that Kedushin is in Taifas in the Yevam HaLashuk, if the Pasuk is coming to tell us only there's a Lav in Yevam HaLashuk, why does the Gemara have to touch this Nekuda, which is a Machlekes HaMeiroim? I mean, Taisa says, I don't know, the Gemara could have said like Shmuz. I mean, so why did the Gemara B'chlal didn't have to go into the Machlekes. It's coming to tell us there's a lav according to everyone, L'chayre. Now, he also sees that Kedushin is in Teifas also. Kiven d'chsiv chutzah, keman d'chsiv l'chutz, Tommy.
Aber gab das sie nami hey betrille, das hey betrille ist doch sie hachutze, eine nami el hachutz. Kamai hamidbor, dabe el hamidbor, dem mokem, am yuchadike mitbor. So that is Rab Shimon ben Pazi's Mahalach. Rabo Amar, Rabo is a new Mahalach in Beishamai. Tamayu de Beishamai, dein Issa chal al Issa. That ain't Issa chal al Issa. In the Gemara and the Havamin understood, that means as follows. That means that, let's say it was Nosa Meis, v'achakach Nosa Chai. That means that first the brother married her, and then the Yova married her sister. So the Issa Achis Ishe was not Chal, because she's already also to the Yovam, als Eishes Ach. So you can't say that an Achis Ishe should pater atzore, because ain't Issa Chal al Issa, this Achis Ishe was not Chal. The ain is a chalal is. So she's not a tzore serve. So the Gemara asks, Tinech heiche de nosa meis, v'acha kach nosa chai. That's very good. If first the meis married her, first she became an eshesach. Now the yova married her sister, v'acha kach nosa chai, so we'll say it can't be chal. And the Eishes Ameis, the Isra Vachis Isha, because Ein Isra Chalal Isra. Le Ose Isra Vachis Isha, Vachayla Isra Eishes Och. So she's not called a Tzores Erve, because this Eishes Chashish is not Chal. Elo, but Elo Nosa Chai Vachakach Nosa Meis, Achis Isha Kodim. But what if it happened the other way around? At first, the Yova married the sister. She first became an Achis Isha. And then later, she became an Eishes Och. So Achis Isha Kodim. So Memele, so then Lochair the Tzore is a Tzores Achis Isha. So why don't they darshan litzre? So the Gemara says, Kivin v'loi osi Iser Eishes Och v'chayel al Iser Achis Isha. So the Gemara answers, since the Issa Eishes Och is not Chal on the Issa Achis Ishe, Avilei Tzoras Elbe Shaloi B'mokeim Mitzvah B'Sharye. So the Gemara says, Amu'im D'Kechidish, that Beishamai holds that there's no Mitzvah of Yibum if the Issa Eishes Och is not Chal. That means even though she's his brother's wife, and theoretically she should fall a Yibum, but since there's no Issa Ishesoch, so she doesn't fall a Yibum. So Mamele, so that's called a Tzores Erve, Shalei B'moki Mitzvah V'Sharye. So there can't be a case of Tzores Erve. Before we see Rashi and Agamore, just like to see 1 minute, there's a Tosfos Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The third Tosfos from the bottom. Shenosa, Rab Shimon also holds an Issa Chal al Issa, and the Gemara says, Shenosa Chai v'acha kach nosa mei, so she's a Tzores Achis Isha. So Tosfos asks, Afal gav de bechi hai gavne, shori beishame tzori liv yume le'el beperikame. In such a case, if first she became an Achis Isha, then an Eishes Och, so Beishamai holds that it could be Miyavim the Tzore. The Kivin the Leichail Iser Eishes Och, since the Iser Eishes Och was not Chal, is Choshvi Shaloi B'moke Mitzvah, so there's no Nefila Le'yibum in Gansen Mitzad the Yerve, Reb Shimon Les Leihai Svo, the Mikol Mokem Arayi Eishes Ochiv, was geht mir on that there's no Isereishes Och, but why shouldn't it be in the Fila Le'yibum? So Tosfos mentions what the Svor HaChitzoin is, how we would understand, and that's how Rab Shimon holds, that even though if she became first an Achis Isha, and then she became an Eishes Och, Nosa Chai V'Achakach Nosa Meis,
So Taisvi says, Beisham I hold that this is called, and Hatzoris Erva B'moki Mitzvah. This an Afila Liyibum, and she's an Erva, and Erva Patas the Tzore. I, the Iser Eishes Ochiv, was not Chal on the Yobam, because an Iser Chal al Iser. So the Iser Eishes Ochiv was not Chal on the Yobam. So she's not called Eishes Ochiv, she's an Eishes Ochiv, with a Din Yibum, and Lupatar Hatzoris. The Rav Shimon Leslie has for the Mikomba Kemarehi Aishis Ochiv. She's still his brother's wife, even though there's no Isser of Aishis Ochiv on me. There's no Isser of Aishis Ochiv on me because of the din of an Isser Chalalisa. And Beishamai holds not like that. Beishamai holds that if the Isser Aishis Ochiv was not Chal, So this, it's missing in the issues of Eishes Ochiv. Perhaps we can understand a little Beishamai. Perhaps we can explain Beishamai as follows. There is a Gemara in Amegarish. The Gemara in Amegarish says as follows. If you have two people, Reuven and Shimon, Reuven was Kaddish Chutz Mishimin. Fine. So Lagabi, the whole world, she's his wife. Lagabi Shimon, she's not his wife. And Shimon was Mekaddish Chutz L'Ruven. Shimon said, he's Mekaddish Chutz L'Ruven. So the Gemara says, Kedusha Shimon Lo Yahani. The Kedushin of Shimon is worthless because he didn't asah her on anyone. So that means, to the whole world, she's also Alsatius Reuven. And he, when Shimon was Makadish, he said, Chutz mi Reuven. So he didn't ask her on Reuven either. So she's not considered his wife. Now, L'chayre, so he didn't ask her, he's a fine person, just like Reuven didn't ask her on Shimon, he didn't ask her on Reuven. But he can make Kedushin, she's not an Elvetim. L'gabi him, she's not Shimon's. Lagabi Shimon, she's not Reuven's wife. Reuven said, Chutz mi Shimon. So why isn't it considered Shimon's wife? So we see by Ishus, one of the Tnoim of Ishus, is that by being my wife, that means that there has to be an Issel to you. That my Ishus has to be Shailol Ishus from you, that you can't marry her. If I didn't answer her on you, and I didn't answer on anyone, because she's also to the whole world as the issues of Reuven, so Memela fell toch in the issues of Shimon. There they were speaking about the Dinei Shasish, there were speaking about Kedushin, but perhaps that was the Svar of Beishamai. Beishamai held, in order to be called Eishes Ochiv, the issues of the Ochiv created an Isser on him. Out Eishes Och, this Eishes Ochiv is an Eishes Ish, and Yibum is Niskaim if it's Eishes Ochiv. So it's only considered Eishes Ochiv if the Ishes of the Ochiv put a Nisar on the Yobum. So that's called Eishes Ochiv, then there's a Mitzvah of Yibum. If we hold a Nisar Chalal Isar, the Ishes of the Ochiv did not put a Nisar on the Yobum, so it's not considered Eishes Ochiv, so there's no Mitzvah of Yibum. Let us see Rashi. The Lei Ose Iser Achis Isha V'chayla Iser Eishes Och. No, we skipped the Rashi. Ein Iser Eishes Och Chal Albitri. So Rashi says, Lefi Emes, what's the Maskone, Sagamore? The Maskone is Ein Iser Eishes Och Chal Albitri Shalzeh Eitzelovia. That means when the brother married Bitoy, so there's no Eishes Och. Hilkach leiromye kamei liyebumi. So there's no mitzvah of Yibum. If there's no Iser Eishes Och, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Behave command the lesson. So it's like she's not falling liyebum. So she's not around. By somebody in the field, the tzor is not called the tzor itself. The chayin b'chayis isha ubekulon. That means, so the Gemara really means to say, if the Eishes Och was Chal later, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. V'achim mefarshim milse d'rovim maskonu d'milse. Mi yuhod d'porich tinecheche d'nosa,
The Gemara understood the other way around. It means to say that the Achis Isha wasn't Chal. Lo yada milsa de Rava, besova de Rava Achis Isha, chiyotzi bo lechudayiko, shekavosa yedei kedushin. So there you could have that first was Chal, the Ishisoch, and then was Chal the Achis Isha. Lo yosi isa eish achis isha v'chal isa eish esoch v'havi kinochis. She's not a kreive to him because the isa achis isha is not chal. Let us see Taisvus. So Taisvus says, L'rabo is esa ruse, oi meri de itzach, this on the Gemara before, l'ribuye erusa, why do you need a chutze to tell me that my Rusa is a din yibum, bishem the kosav base ochiv. So bekame the yuma mashme the bias nesua mashme v'chipa olav al beisoy. By the Kohen Gadol it says. So base is uishtoy, which means nesuin. So memele. So it says ashalivnas base ochiv. So it seems the parsha is speaking about a nesua. So we need a hachutza to tell us that by an arusa there's also the nib. Loi osi isa achis isha v'chayla isa eishesach. So the Gemara first wanted to say, if the eishesach was chal first, so the isa achis isha is not chal. Vim toima. That is the svara of Beis Shammai. So therefore, she's not considered a tzoras erve because the achis isha wasn't chal. So Tosfos says ksamir de kekasha, which is a gemara further. Bim taima kivin the isa achis isha leichayil tisyabim erve gufe. So why can you be miyabim her? And isa al teisha socht is a mitzvah v'yibum. Now what is ma'akiv achis isha? But the isa achis isha was not chal, and isa chal al isa. If you hold an Issa Chalal Issa, does not mean that the Issa disappeared. It's not around. No, there is an Issa Achis Issa, which is hanging. Ipoka Issa Eishesoch, that means if there will be a mitzvah, if the Eishesoch will be Nifka, that means if we will say there's a mitzvah of Yibum, and therefore we'll say the Eishes Och should become Mutter, is Ipok Yisra Eishes Och, Osi V'chayil. So then the Achis Isha would be Chal. That means the Achis Isha is around, that if you want in any way to be Matter the Eishes Och, so the Achis Isha comes, is here, so then the Achis Isha would be Chal. So therefore, Hilkach Loipoka. Hilkach Loipoka, so therefore, Akelt Eishes Ach will not become Mutta, because if it will become Mutta, there will also be an Issa Yibum. So the Eishes Ach doesn't become Mutta Lechatchila. So Taisus asked Akash, if you hold an Issa Chalal Issa, why are you not permitted to be Miyabim the Erva alone, an Issa Chalal Issa? So Taisus says, well, if you are not allowed to, not permitted to be Miyabim the Erva, because there's Eishes Och, which is not Nifka, the Eishes Och will never become Mutter, because there can never be a mitzvah Yibum by us, so the Eishes Och never becomes Mutter. So the Meiradike Kasha on this Taisvis, so why can't you be Miyabim her? Out Eishes Och. So let her pata the Tzor, let Eishes Och pata the Tzor, just like Tzoras Island is, the Eishes Och patas the Tzor. So why can't Eishes Och pater the Tzor? The Gemara explained the Beshamay holds that Enisa Chalalisa, so he can't darshan Litzrael because Enisa Chalalisa. So the Achis Isha can't pater. Let Eishes Och pater. So the Briske Rav, Hilchis Ibn Bachalitza, wants to say Pshat and Taisvis, means a Ramban, that Pshat and Taisvis is as follows. The Posik of Litzrael is speaking about Achis Isha. So the Pasuk is telling us because of Achis Isha, this Isha Lachaisa Lesikach, this Isra of Isha Lachaisa, this Isra Achis Isha, and Litzrael. So if you're gonna, Beis Shammai could not learn that the Pasuk is speaking about a Tzoras Erve, because there's no Isha Lachaisa Leisikach. Because there's no Isha. So that's not Pshat and Pasuk. You can't say Litzrael means a Tzoras Erve, because there's no Erve, because the Achisisha is not Chal. So in Mela, I don't have a Pasuk that an Erve Patos Atzore. It is the whole thing that an Erve Patos Atzore is only if you learn Pshat, Isha lachaisa leisikach, you should not take achis isha, and litzra, don't take the tzara also. If I have such a posik, that the Torah asked the achis isha together with a tzara, so it's good. But Beis Shammai says, I don't have such a posik, because the isra achis isha is not chal. So in this case, it's no leisikach isha lachaisa. So you can't say that that's pshat and posik. She don't have a posik. She don't have a posik that achis isha patos atzoret. So mech it taisa isha sochshet patos atzoret. Al kochach, this is not pshat and posik. And what is the true pshat and posik? So al kochach lit b'shamay, like Rav Shimon. That isha l'chaisa l'sikach litzorer is speaking about that achoyish shenasu tzoret zulazu bezikim. Cholzu Beishamai Poisla. We hear in the Mishnah, Beishamai holds that a Tzoras Erve is Zokek Liyim. So therefore, if one of the Yevomim gave her Chalitze, so she's Posel Lekune. So she's a Chalitze, which is Posel Lekune. She's a Bas Chalitze. And Beisilu holds that it's Ksheira. So the Gemara is Pshitach, mean this is Poshet, if he just mentioned before, there's a Machloikis of Hatzoris Erve, is Mutter or Osser, so Pashteitzach. If she's Mutter, she's a Chalutz, if she's Osser, so that she's not a Chalutz. The Gemara says, Lafuki Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Omar Boyu and the Sakim Lem Letzoris, she Ochelzais, Veloy Misyamais, Kamash Melon, the Beisilu, Machshirin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, as we had mentioned in the Mishnah, since there were two machnes by Klal Yisrael, machne Beis Shammai, machne Beis Hillel, there was tremendous problems with yichus, and then there was mamzerim and yevamos lishuk and zaynis and everything, and there was pchadim neiroi. Mishnah says that they existed because one was media the other, what the matzav is, but it was pchadim neiroi. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said,
"Boyu unetakim lahem letzorish sheyechiltais v'loy misyabmes." That let's make a tikkun akloli. That let's give chalitza to all the tzoris erve, and then we'll solve the problem. According to Beis Shammai, they're not yevomos lishuk anymore. And according to Beis Hillel, we won't have a problem of Yibum on the Tzoras Erve. So from our Mishnah that we see that Beis Hillel is Machshirim, if they were Chotzu L'Tzoras, so we see that Beis Hillel did not hold up this takone. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Pshita Kivdele Beis Shammai Skukis L'Yovo. Pshita im chalzu psulais. If they gave chalitza, they're posel. Ulebeis hilo, kiven de potrilu mizikis yibum, im chalzu ksheris lakuna, de lab chalitza hi. Rabbi Yochanan lakama bebreis, and not bein a sakan le tzoris, ha rayis, the tzoris of the rayis yu chiltis, for kiven de boi chalitza, then, if there is that takona, that rabona, that they need chalitza, Chalitzosa Paiselos Afilu LeBeisilu, Kamash Malom, the Beisilu Afilu Takanta de Rabbonon, Les Lehu Betzores de Lecholzo. Beisilu holds is not even a Takone de Rabbonon. Gemara says further, Nishyabmu Beisilu Paiselin. Hasu Lomoli, this is Poshit. So Gemara says, I did the Toni Cholzo, Tonananui Yishyabu. Let us see Rashi, Beisilu Poislam, the Zoynehi. According to Beisilu, she's a Zoyne, a Psula Lekuhuna. I will meet Trumid the Beinosh Shalom Mifsala. So Rashi says, even though she's a Zayne, that only passes all the Kohune, but she's not possible from Tumen. The Mipsila Babilas Koris, Ella Babilas Cholo, Venosin, O Mamzev, Oivet Kechovim, Veevet Bepere Kamono, Le Kohen Godel. There we learn, Baskoin Kisiyo, Le Izol, Kivin, Betibe Tumas Hakadoshim, Le Isoichel. So there we learn out that a Be'ila, Le Izol, Pasels Mina Tumen. Bepere Kamono, Le Kohen Godel. Let us see Taisvis, Beisilo Paislim, Pesh Bekuntris, Mikohune. V'loi mitrume. V'evsha loi mekeim. So Taisvis is chaylik on Rashi. The mechaive krisus zayni. Abiyas chaive krisus makes a zayni, because we're in bachaylitz, gabianesis lutzosoi. V'zayna asura betrume kemashin aforisham bezos Hashem. Rashi atzma chozor besoif pilke gabi malamonish keni atzma mischalelis. Look to Gemara Vaitet. Now in Hossam we learned the Mishneh in Megillah. Megillah Nikreis, Ba'achad Oso, B'Shneim Oso, B'Shloisha Oso, Ba'abo Oso, B'Chmisha Oso. Loi Pochis, we don't lay the Megillah before these days. That means we don't lay it Ba'esa Ba'odo. Loi Yaisam, we don't lay it 16 days in Odo. Omale Rish Lokish Lab Yoichanin, so Rish Lokish is Lab Yoichanin, Ikri Khan Loisis Gaididu. How could that be that different people have different Zmanim to lay the Megillah? So this falls into the category of Loisis Gaididu, Loisasu Agudes Agudes. So the law of Loisis Gaididu is that Klal Yisrael should not make different Agudes, that would seem each one has a different Torah. What does Rashi say? Loisas agudis agudis denire kenoigim beis teiris. Kshekoirin kvorenes amagila b'yem haknise, the kvorem lein b'yem haknise. Vayoris doilis b'yodalet, umekofim choyme b'tesvop. So Rish Lokish asked Rabbi Yochanan, how do we understand this mission? Why doesn't it fall into the category of Loisis Gaididu? Loisasu agudis agudis. So the Gemara asks, "Hai leisis gaididu mi boile legufe?" We need the leisis gaididu to tell me, "Damar achmanu leisasu chabur al meis." One is not permitted to be chayvul himself on a meis. Not for agudis. Pashta the krov. Im kelei mekro leisig gaididu. It's only going on chabura. Mai leisis gaididu shmamino lohi yudios. So the Gemara is famous, Kula Lahochi Yudiyosa, only for the Isser Agudis, Mkele Makro Laisa Gaidu for Agudis. My Laisis Gaididu, Loshin Gedid is a Loshin of Srit Almeis, Shmami no Tarti. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ken Lichtev Kro Laisi Gaididu, the Mashma Loshin Gedid of Achabura. Veim kula lahoch yudiyosu shloi sasu agudes. Kelichtav loi so goydum, loksiv so goydo loshin agude. So this kasher is lokish es Rabbi Yochanan, when he came to the mission of Megillah, he did not understand why this doesn't fall into the category of loisis goydidu. So Rabbi Yochanan asked him, omalei atkan loi shoniso mokim shenogu lasis maloche ba'arve psochim ad chatzais oisim. He says, I don't understand you. You learned Masechtas Psochim before Masechtas Megillah. When you learned Masechtas Psochim, there it says, mokim shenogu lasis maloche ba'arve psochim ad chatzais oisim. A place where the minig is to do maloche Erev Pesach at Chatzos, allowed to do Meloch. Bokim Shenogu Shaloi Lasseis, Ein Oisim. So Mamela, why didn't you ask over there the Kasha? Omalei, so Rish Lokish answered him, Amin Eloch, Ano Asire, I'm telling you about Isurim. Do Omar Rab Shimim Bar Abam Rab Yochanan Lekayim Ismei Apurim Bizmaneim Zmanim Harbe Tiknolam Chachomim. There are different Zmanim. But Amrit Li Min Hoge, and you're telling me a minik. That means there's Surim. So if there are Isurim, by Megillah there's an Isurim. A Ben Krach is not permitted, ben ayir gadol is not permitted to lane like a yoris ukafis chaimem. And then Muk of Chaim is not allowed to lane like a krach. So there is the Isurim. So that looks like two Torahs. But these are only Minhagim. Let us see what Rashi says. Oyloch lohoshiv tshuvazu loishoniso atkan mokim shenog. Oyloch lohoshiv tshuvazu. Should have asked the shayla then. The Rish Lakish answered him, "Amin lochano isure da osru la'abonu l'vnei ha'beisa." I'm speaking to you about isurim that the rabbonon answered for a ben yudalit. The boy lemikre bechameisa leimotzu. If he wants to lain bechamisha also, he can't. V'chein b'nei tesvov b'yudalit v'dom yilishtei teiris. V'at amrit li min hoga. And you tell me about a minik. The awesome lekula al mishori, this minig, not to do malochim erev pesach is no issa. Everyone that's mutter, mi ba'ascha da achmo, with the place where there is a minig, lo yeshan es da'achim ne'machloikis, so one should not do it because they'll bring about machloikis. But there's no. And this mokim gufa, it's only a minig not to do malacha. So there's no isurim. There's no isurim, so it doesn't look like shtei teiris. So the Gemara asks, for hosam lav isura have ye? There's no isa. Vasnan, kalaila beishamai oisrin, ubeisilul matirim. So you see that this is a minig sheyesh by Issa. It's not stamazay a minig. Agavulche, I saw the Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Tzadik Gimel, Sifkot and Gimel is Ma'ira. The Rama says, V'layinago be'ir achas, mixes minig zeh. There are different minhogim by the Issa Taspoires, the Yimei HaSvire. So the Rama says in one year there should not be two minhagim, because the Atzlois is going to do. So the Magen Avraham is Ma'ira. Our Gemara says that there's no Atzlois is going to do by minhagim. So the Magen Avraham says this is a minig de ispei isure. Okay, that's pshat in our Gemara also. That we see that there's an is, this is a minig sheyesh by Issa. Omalei, hosam haroya oima molocho de laslai. But over there, the reason there's no laces guide to do, because it's not boilet, that there's two tires. One person is doing molocha, the other person maybe doesn't have molocha to do. So yes, but by Shammai, Matiran Atzois, La'achim, Ubeisilul Oisrim. We see, by our Mishnah also, we see by Shammai is Mater, Beisilul Aserd. Misabres also by Shammai Kedevrayim, Le also by Shammai Kedevrayim. So Reish Lakish said that by Shammai never did Kedevrayim. So Mamel White, he don't have a lace is going to do. So that's a yes, Rish Lakish. Why didn't you ask from this Machlokes Beishamai Beisilul? But look to the Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Oimer Loi Osu Beishamai Kedevrayim Shmuel Oma Osu Baosu. Let us see Rashi. Apachinu Osu Misur Aleke Bitmiya Baktani Hosom Belailo Beleir Bedikas Chometz Beishamai Oisri Misilul Matirim Lasis Meloche. Vikadovdiki Besil, Vikadovdiki Beshami, Verekana Gudis. Amalai Hosom, Lai Domilishte Teres, Teroye Zeshen Oisem Aloch, Amal Ainloi Malasse. So that's not boiled like it's two Teres. Let us see Taiswist, Amachman Lysasu, Chabur Al Meis, Odam Rinne Besepek Dalt Mises, Gabir Abekibe, Shoyemaka Atzmoy, Arabeleza, Shaniftar, Shoyedomei, Shoyses Loretz. So how is he allowed to do this? Why isn't this Loises going to do? Toimer ben Yitzchak Nikola Meimer the Derech Schita Osar Achmona Davke. The Davke, the Isser Chaburis Davke, if one makes scratches in his skin, cuts in his skin. But through Hakor, and blood comes out, there is no Isser. Inami, Atoiro Yomitztayer, Kedominosam Abimoy Sheshli Vein Shulchoni. So the Isser is like Siskaidudu Al Meis. If one is misguided on the mace, then this lace is guided. So here was Alatere Sheovat.